theme to our segment, Racetracks Everywhere, and we're heading to Queensland now because the Muttaburra races are on this weekend. And there's a bit of a connection with some of the clubs in recent weeks we've spoken to. We joked that the other weekend it was the Caulfield Cup, not Caulfield here in Melbourne, but Caulfield spelled differently. I believe a few of the horses at Caulfield are heading to Muttaburra this weekend. Emma Price from the club takes our call. How are you, Emma?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Doing okay. Remind us exactly where Muttaburra is and maybe how far you are from Caulfield as well.
Muttaburra is the town closest to the geographical centre of Queensland. The geographical centre of Queensland is on a property about 30 kilometres out of town, but we have a nice big statue for the centre of Queensland in town as well, which is a pretty big tourist attraction.
So how far are you from that Caulfield track I mentioned that raced the other weekend?
Yes. We're about a bit over 200 kilometres from there.
Well, that's just like driving down to the post office in this town in Melbourne for you guys. Now, it's interesting, just before we talk about racing, you mentioned the geographical centre of Queensland. So what you just said was the actual location is in someone's property, but there's a marker in the township. Is that because the property people got sick and tired of people walking onto their land to take a photo or to go to the spot, or?
Oh, no. Well, there used to be tours out to the actual geographical centre of Queensland, but yes, I think most tourists that come to town, I guess it's easier for them just to have a photo with our new statue that is in town.
Okay, you race once a year, always this time of the year?
Yes, that's right. Normally the first or second weekend in August.
You didn't race last year, did you? Even though Queensland really hasn't had any issues in your region with COVID, but last year you're one of the many clubs that just couldn't race, did you? You missed a year.
Yes, no, that's right, we did.
So that brings me to something I've discovered on the internet looking about your race club at Muttaburra. 2 years ago you celebrated your centenary, 100 years, so that was good timing. And what does this make this meeting? Do we skip a year and go straight to 102 or...?
Yes, that's right. We're saying 102 years of racing as the Muttaburra Amateur Turf Club and 142 years of racing in Muttaburra. There used to be a lot of other race clubs in Muttaburra and it was a lot bigger place, so that's how long they've been racing in Muttaburra, 142 years.
Wow. Well, tell us a bit about your racetrack, a dirt track, even though you're called a turf club. You're a dirt track. How is the track?
Yes, no, it's good. We've had a bit of winter rain, which we don't normally have, so that had caused a few issues a few weeks ago, and we were a bit worried it was going to end up a bit wet, but no, over the last week we've had a grader and a roller and a water truck going round and round, and they'll still be doing a bit of that tomorrow to get it up to scratch, and we'll be in there with our rakes tomorrow to make sure there's no rill and no weeds on there to get it in peak condition.
And what about horse numbers? They skipped last year, but how are you going to be for entries? How many can you race? Is it like a lot of clubs in your neck of the woods that determined by jockey numbers? How are your numbers for your meeting?
Yes, no, very good. We can start 8 horses in each race, and we had a lot of nominations, 15 nominations for one race, so talks with Racing Queensland. It's something we've done in the past also. They've split that race, so we've actually got a 6 instead of a 5 race program on this weekend now.
We're chatting to Emma Price, Muttaburra. It's about a 1,200 kilometre distance from Brisbane, the centre of Queensland, as Emma told us, officially the geographical centre for those that love that sort of thing in the middle of Queensland. Now, one thing I've had in our discussions in the last month with race clubs is about dinosaurs. And our listeners might wonder what I'm about to talk about, but we spoke to Hughenden Race Club a few weeks ago before their meeting, and they've got a big dinosaur called Huey, and they talk about people coming there to look at dinosaur history in Hughenden. And then I mentioned that to Caulfield last week, and Caulfield Race Club claimed to have the home of the dinosaur. And I look at information about Muttaburra, your township, and it tells me Muttaburra is the home of the Muttabuttasaurus. So now you're claiming to be a dinosaur town.
Yes, that's right. We've got the Muttabuttasaurus langdi, which was found just a few kilometres out of the town. So we have a nice big statue of that. We also have a pretty life-size statue of a dinosaur made out of barbed wire as well. In town, we've got some corrugated iron dinosaur features in our gardens around town. Lots of dinosaurs in Muttaburra.
The one that's made of barbed wire, lots of kids used to like to climb aboard statues and things like that. Is that why they can't, or...?
We have a local artist in our region, and she makes a lot of barbed wire statues. She done that one for us.
Right. And what about the township itself? What sort of population? What do most people do that live there? Is it to do with cattle and the land and so on, or...?
Yes, no, that's right. So we don't have too many people. The population in town is about 70. And, yes, a lot of people on surrounding properties. We only have 8 students at the school. I actually work at the school part-time. I'm a teacher and I live 60 kilometres out of town, so travel in and out each day.
Wow. How are kids going there? Because, of course, in this part of the country we have a lot of remote learning, but your kids, what's it like teaching in a small township like Muttaburra?
Yes, no, it's good. It's very different, I guess, to any other schools because we have kindergarten to grade 6 in one classroom, so it gets pretty interesting at times, but no, it's all good fun and games.
That is slightly different, isn't it? I mean, one kid will be almost able to drive home from school where the other classmate might have a nap in the afternoon.
That's right.
No. And are you expecting many people there? A population of 70? Are they, I mean, you only race once a year. They didn't race last year. Are you getting a good crowd from what you've been told? And also, second part of the question, a lot of people are in Queensland driving around that have been there for months from Victoria, New South Wales, other places. They headed north when they could and they've stayed there. Are you expecting a few at your track?
Yes, no, that's right. We normally get about between 300 and 400 for a race day, so we're expecting up towards the 400, hopefully, for Saturday. We do have a lot of grey nomads normally, and, yes, there are a lot more around in the area this year, and they love to help, and they've been out raking the track today, and they'll be there again tomorrow helping us out. The grey nomads love to help when they come to town, so... yes, no, definitely hoping for a successful day on Saturday with good numbers.
Emma, great to chat to you. We can't travel at the moment, but we can certainly sense the occasion, and there are so many outback and country clubs. We love chatting to them each week on RSN, and just for a few minutes we take ourselves from imagination to your township and Muttaburra. We'll have to leave the debate about who has the best dinosaur history between yourselves and places like Hughenden and Caulfield and maybe a few other clubs I'm going to interview over the coming weeks. But good luck with your race meeting. We can sense the passion in your voice. And thanks for having a chat to us. All the best.
No, thank you very much for that. Yes, we'll be thinking of you guys down there in lockdown, certainly.
Emma Price, Muttaburra, geographical centre of Queensland and the home of the Muttabuttasaurus. And a dirt racetrack hosting a race club this weekend.